It's a sobering statistic. We now know that a staggering 26.6 million Americans have been injured by COVID shots. That's according to new VAERS data analyzed by the Vaccine Damage Project. Many of these young people are now unable to work. This represents a 50% rise in lost work time rates from 2019 to 2022. We often talk, as you know, about vaccine-injured young men with heart problems like myocarditis, but these gene therapy shots continue to devastate young women across the United States in greater numbers. In fact, the number of women employed with a disability has jumped a third since the rollout of the vaccine. That's according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The number speaks for themselves. Maternal deaths in 2021 were the highest in almost 60 years for women of every race. In total, there was a 40% increase in deaths of pregnant women that year, which was the year of the mass vaccination campaigns. Now, despite the decline in pregnant women overall, that's according to a new report by the National Center for Health Statistics. Now, this, of course, coincides with a rise in miscarriages that we've often talked about. Take a look at this. Nearly 5,000 miscarriages have been reported to VAERS since the shots hit the market. Let's bring in someone who has championed women's health and women's rights for years, Dr. Naomi Wolf, the CEO and founder of Daily Clout. And if you want to follow her work, which talks a lot about what we're specifically going to discuss today, War Room and Daily Clout analyze the Pfizer documents to compile 50 in-depth reports, which are available now in an ebook at dailyclout.io. Again, you can go get that at dailyclout.io. It's called Pfizer Document Analysis Report. Find out what Pfizer and the FDA tried to conceal. Hi, Naomi. It's good to see you. The fallout just continues, right? We see more and more. And I actually was unaware that the adverse reactions have been greater in number for women than men, because I feel like, yes, we're so focused on all these deaths suddenly that it, particularly men of a certain age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So it really is shocking, Emerald. In, you know, we've been issuing these reports based on the Pfizer documents through our 3,500 medical and scientific experts. And what really shows in the documents is that there's a war against women. And I don't even understand how Pfizer engineered this. It's clearly engineered because the documents show that they know it. They break it down by gender. They keep going. So three quarters of the people injured by stroke are female. Three quarters of the women with people with liver damage are female. Of course, in the adverse events, 16% are reproductive disorders. And again, over 70% of the adverse events are women. So the latest report shows anaphylaxis affecting 89% of the people who went into shock, including multi-organ system shock, and some of them died, are females. So this is a war against women. And you know, now I want to go to the statistics on disability that you just raised, that Ed Dowd is doing a wonderful job bringing forward. This is predictable. And, you know, we at Daily Clout, and I myself and you, I would say, broke that story way before anyone else did. And I just say that because women are always erased from history. And this is a story about women. And it's ironic that women are erased from history. But leaving that aside, in the Pfizer documents, there are 20 different scientific names for horrible things that the injection does to the menstrual cycle. And so, you know, it's like bleeding every day of the month for the rest of your life, bleeding when you're in your 80s, bleeding when you're 10 years old and just got a shot, never been, you know, had a menstrual cycle before, two menstrual periods a month, no menstrual periods at all, meaning you're totally infertile. So this certainly goes a long way to explaining the miscarriage rate that you just showed. But now let's talk about the maternal death rate. Basically, you know, what's happening is something is destabilizing the uterus and the uterine lining. And the lipid nanoparticles, as we've discussed, go through every membrane in the human body. And that includes traversing the membrane that separates the uterus from the rest of your body and the uterine lining. It's being destabilized, right? It's not normal. Something's wrong if an 80-year-old woman or a postmenopausal woman starts to have uterine bleeding. We've always understood that something's wrong when that happens. So what we're seeing is decidual cast shedding, meaning the whole uterus, kind of the lining of the whole uterus is shed. And women are also, I mean, this is, you know, gross, but we've got to face it because the human race depends on it. Women are posting on social media horrible clumps and clots that are coming out of their, you know, that are in their menstrual cycles or in, even in between their menstrual cycles. So now let's go to the maternal death rate. We're now in a kind of 19th century condition when it comes to moms and delivering safely. We've gone back in time. The lipid nanoparticles compromise the placenta. James Thorpe, a fetal maternal medicine specialist, has shown images of compromised, calcified placentas. I'm hearing from midwives across the country who are saying, "We've never seen placentas like this. Something's horribly wrong." And of course, they have to induce birth early because the placentas just can't hold the baby. So why is this? You know, I'm not a medical doctor, but common sense, we're going back to a time in which, you know, women are hemorrhaging in childbirth. Women are having ruptured placentas, the risk of septicemia, you know, the risk of all of the horrible things that used to happen to women in childbirth before modern medicine and sterilization and, you know, C-sections and so on. We're going back to a time in which carrying a fetus is dangerous to the mom and giving birth is dangerous to the mom, and women die in childbirth. This is like so rare. It has been so rare, except among the poorest women or the least medically served in, you know, the second half of the 20th century. And now we're back to that terrifying reality in which women's placentas, women's uteruses cannot be, you know, the risk of compromise is there because of the lipid nanoparticles and leading to, I'm sorry, this is my dog's toy, I apologize, and leading to horrible, horrible death rates that we haven't seen since 150 years ago.
So much so, in fact, that some doctors are calling for a stop to the shots for women altogether. What is it? Do the Pfizer documents give any indication as to how this was engineered in a way that would specifically attack women? I mean, clearly women's bodies are very different from men. If you look at, say, specifically the liver, they say that women don't metabolize alcohol right as well as men, so they're more at risk from overconsumption of alcohol. So what is it in the documents that indicate that it makes it so detrimental for women? Is it just that it attacks the reproductive organs?
No, it's systemic, Emerald. I mean, I could in a million years never imagine anything this evil. It's absolutely systemic, and that's a great question. So certainly the reproductive disorders are obvious. And you know, disability, I've been saying this for a long time, but if you're bleeding and clotting and hemorrhaging for days and days and days every month, that is a disability. You can't work in any number of professions. You know, again, it's back to the 19th century when women would suffer uterine disorders or prolapsed uteruses or, you know, disordered bleeding and from childbirth problems, and then be on the couch for the rest of their lives, you know, not productive, depressed, miserable. You know, that's what's happening to women. You can't be a scientist, you can't be a crossing guard, you can't be a teacher, you can't be a soldier if you're, you know, having agonizing bleeding. And we haven't even talked about the excruciating menstrual cramps that women are describing post-injection. And even, and this is very sad, even unvaccinated women exposed through sexual contact to vaccinated husbands or sexual partners, they also are being affected. And so in the Pfizer documents, you know, as we've discussed, it defines exposure to the vaccine as sexual contact with a vaccinated man, and also skin contact and inhalation. And they warn vaccinated men not to have intercourse with their partners, except with two reliable forms of contraception. So they know that something bad happens to the embryo, or perhaps to the uterine lining, or perhaps to the fallopian tubes. You know, at the lipid nanoparticles accumulate in the fallopian tubes. Pfizer knew this before they even sent this injection into the arms of women and paid the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology millions of dollars to lie to women to this day about how important it is for pregnant women to get injected. But to answer your question about how is it possible for something to attack women systemically, I don't know all the mechanisms of that, but I do know that, for instance, with the anaphylaxis report that we just did, women are reacting to the polyethylene glycol, you know, which covers the lipid nanoparticles at a rate of 9 to 1. And I don't know what the rates of women who are sensitive and prone to anaphylactic shock are in the general population. But if women are indeed more sensitive to polyethylene glycol, that would be one way that this particular systemic death and disability would affect women so disproportionately. You mentioned the liver. I think that there, how can I put it? So many of our processes are interdependent as women, right? Like the hormones, you know, our pituitary and our thyroid regulate our hormones, which regulate our cycle, which, you know, in turn regulate mood, which in turn, you know, regulate, like everything is dependent on everything. So what the lipid nanoparticles do is they are like, as Dr. Robert Chandler on our team said, a shotgun blast throughout the body. They penetrate every organ in the body. So given that women's organs all depend on other women's organs to function normally, it could be that that is a reason, and I'm hypothesizing, that women seem to be so badly damaged, so systemically in a multi-organ way from these injections. That is just a guess. The other thing is, you know, nursing and childbirth. Those are very unique processes. And so the polyethylene glycol gets into, and lipid nanoparticles get into the lymph as well as the blood. And if you're a woman, they accumulate in the lymph, and that is right near the breasts, right? So we're hearing all about breast cancers going off the roof, turbo cancers through the roof. But also lymph and blood constitute breast milk. And of course, you know, all of your general health, your blood health, the, you know, the fetus is made up. I mean, this is such a weird, interesting conversation because it kind of defies both pro-life and pro-choice norms. But basically, the fetus is completely made up of the rest of the woman's body and her health, right? And if she's not getting good nutrients, if she's in poor health generally, the fetus can't thrive. So in terms of the risk of maternal death, I think what is clearly happening is that the lipid nanoparticles degrade, you know, everything, the blood-brain barrier, the, you know, hormonal system, the menstrual cycle, the liver, which, you know, then can't filter impurities. And so the woman's body becomes, degraded and toxic. And then the fetus tries to implant and grow and survive in a degraded, toxic environment. And that creates risks and dangers for the mother and for the baby. But in terms of the other questions that you asked, how is it that you can design something to hurt women's kidneys more, to give women more strokes, to give women more, you know, what we talked about, allergic reactions? That is a question I'm going to take right after this interview to Dr. Robert Chandler and Dr. Chris Flowers, and ask them to answer, because it is a mystery. But I guess what I'm trying to say is what I know as a journalist is that Pfizer knew. Pfizer broke it down by gender in every single category. They broke it down by gender. They saw that they were murdering and disabling women at industrial scale, and they told women to take the shot.
I would be very interested to hear what the doctors had to say about it. I'd also like to ask them neurologically if women are more susceptible, because anecdotally, I've noticed that when we're seeing people at events that go and speak, the people who have tremors or, you know, the uncontrollable movements, by and large, I've seen have been women. So I'd also be interested in finding that out. You all have done such great work. It's such important information that people need to be armed with, and you can now arm yourself with it by going and getting the ebook right now at dailyclout.io. So when you have these conversations with your doctor and they might have some pushback, you can take this in with you. You have this information, you have the studies and data behind you. It's going to be important for everyone to have. And thank you for compiling this into a book that we can all keep with us, Naomi. Thanks so much.
Thank you. And just to note, we now have a paperback. You can pre-order it, and we're going back to the third printing for the paperback.
Fantastic.
Very soon you'll have that in your hands.
That's great to know. I just got asked that question yesterday by a producer who wanted the paperback version of the book. So there you go. Question.
We'll see it, right?
Ask and you'll receive. Thanks, Naomi.